Welcome back to the Jason Ranch Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Yesterday, Governor Jay Inslee announced that the state is going to have five additional regions moving from phase number one to phase number two of reopening. It's not necessarily based in any concrete science or data like everything that the governor does. It kind of seems like it was done on a whim. Now, certainly we're glad that these regions are reopening, but not all regions are reopening. In fact, it is pretty heartbreaking for the Tri-Cities. So says my next guest, State Senator Sharon Brown, Republican from Kennewick. Senator, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet, Jason. Thanks for the opportunity.
So when you heard the news of the reopening, what went through your mind?
Oh, my heart just sank. You know, it is absolutely heartbreaking. People are hurting. Families are hurting. There is a way to reopen safely and reopen now. You know, one of the things that you had mentioned in your opening that, you know, the governor doesn't, the data, we question the data, and this doesn't make any sense to me at all because every other area of the state is open, and you can't tell me that people that are in the governor's arbitrarily designated Southwest region, whatever it's called, are not going to be traveling outside of that region, and also people from outside the region are going to be traveling into our region. So it makes no sense.
So what have the conversations been like with the governor's office?
The conversations are something like, this makes no sense. I don't understand. Why are you doing this to the people of the Tri-Cities? They're hurting. Families are hurting. And, you know, I want to point out, Jason, if the governor stands by what he says, that he wants to open all of Washington, then give Tri-Cities additional vaccines. Give Tri-Cities additional resources. And let's get our doors open because our doors deserve to be open. Our people are hurting. Our families are hurting. Our businesses are hurting. We need those doors open, and we need them open now, and we can do it safely.
Do you have a sense as to what he really is looking at as far as the data? Because obviously you've seen some good news in a 41% decrease in case rates. You saw an 86% decrease in ICU occupancy rates, generally speaking, in this region. But at the same time, you have seen an increase in COVID hospitalizations, a little less than 10%. So where are you looking that you can point to the data and say, Governor, I'm looking at this data. This makes it clear that we can do this safely and responsibly.
Well, you know, like I was saying, Jason, you need to look at the totality of the situation. I firmly believe in local control. Mm-hmm. We need to allow our locals to be making this decision whether it's not prudent to be opening at this juncture. But again, with 80% of the state open and 20% closed, it makes no sense to me. Like I said, people are going to be traveling back and forth between open places of the state and closed places of the state. It makes no sense. We can open, we can do it safely, and we can do it now. To answer your question, I'm going to be meeting with a subject matter expert that we have on staff to really drill down into the data this afternoon, because the data is actually a couple weeks old that he's making his decisions on as well. And so he needs to be making those decisions based on current data.
Yes, and, you know, when he says data, I always look at the data and it says something different than what he claims it does. And when we have this conversation about whether or not we're going to reopen certain areas, I mean, the data that he's judging the reopening of, say, Whatcom County now is it's not significantly different than what it was last week when it was closed. And that's what I don't think is connecting with people. It is just so incredibly inconsistent.
Yes. Yeah. The goalposts seem to keep moving. And that's been my frustration with this since day one. We've been in this pandemic situation for almost a year, just shy of a year, 11 months now. And the goalposts continue to move when it comes to the Tri-Cities. Yeah. And that is the most frustrating aspect of all of this.
Just joining us, I'm talking with State Senator Sharon Brown, Republican from Kennewick. We're talking about the governor's reopening plan, if we can actually call it that. Yesterday, he made the announcement that pretty much every region can move from phase one to phase two, but of course not all regions, including the Tri-Cities area, not able to move into phase number two. You are one of the sponsors of the legislation that would essentially get everyone automatically into phase number two. Does the move from the governor yesterday effectively kill that legislation, even though obviously it could still impact you?
Not at all. Not at all. As long as we've got a region in the state that's not in phase two, also known as the Tri-City, that legislation rings true. And I am a proud co-sponsor of that legislation. And we will continue to talk on the Senate floor. I am in Olympia now and have an opportunity, thank goodness, to actually be on the Senate floor arguing from time to time. And you can rest assured that I will be bringing this up. It does not make any sense why the Tri-Cities is not in phase two. And yes, we will continue to have that conversation on that legislation that moves everyone safely to
but
phase two.
Do you think this hurts the potential of bringing on Democrats? Because there are obviously there are Democrats out there who 100% back this legislation. And in part, they did that because they, you know, they were coming from areas that were not being reopened. And now all of a sudden their areas are reopened. It gives them a little bit of coverage now to go away from a bill like this, because I, you know, they realize it's politically untenable to go after the governor.
It's incredibly frustrating. Absolutely frustrating. But, you know, we need to continue to talk about it, which is why we need to continue to try and bring it up on the Senate floor, which is why we've continued to try and move to the ninth order, is the procedural motion that we call it, to try and pull the bill out of rules and get it out on the floor, because it is incredibly important. All areas of the state can safely reopen.
Schools?
Yes. Yes.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised that the superintendent, and even, you know, I'll give credit to Jay Inslee on this one, he is speaking up and pushing back against the teachers union?
That's a bit of a surprise. Yes.
Right. I mean, I'll give him kudos on that one. I spend 3 hours a day calling him out for the horrible things he does. I will give him this.
Yeah, it's, you know, the one thing we really need to talk about when we talk about reopening schools is not just the learning loss, but the isolation and the withdrawal that so many of our young people are facing today. It's just horrific. You know, Senator Wilson and I had an opportunity to roll out the Republican budget the other day, and in that budget, we funded more community health beds, 330 community health beds versus the governor's 74, because we need to have resources, and opening schools is one of those things we need to do for our young people. Mm-hmm. We had, in Senator Wilson's district, a grandmother sent her a very heart-wrenching letter about her grandson who died by suicide as a result of the pandemic and the isolation felt. We in the Tri-Cities, we had a child or young adult die by suicide in November, and then we had another one in December, and the parents both talk about the isolation that their children felt as a result of this global pandemic. It's just so important and crucial that we get those schools open. You know, kids need to have socialization. They need to be talking with their peers.
100%. What an issue that got some national attention, not from Kennewick, but from the Tri-Cities, was Scott Wilson, who is the president of the Pasco Association of Educators, just a few weeks ago at a school board hearing, called out the folks who want to reopen schools as essentially white supremacists. They said this is a white supremacy culture. He compared wanting to reopen the schools to the siege on the Capitol. He called it white privilege to complain about the concern that you just raised, which is very valid, of the mental health of young kids. You have the Richland School Association or the Education Association who are trying to keep schools closed. I mean, there is some significant pushback coming from the unions in the Tri-Cities. I'll give you the last word.
I'll tell you, you know, this is not, it pains me to hear that, Jason. It really does, because I've done a lot of work on youth suicide, and youth suicide doesn't know any kind of racial bias or political bias, or these are young people that are struggling with real issues, real issues. And it's horrible that somebody would make the accusation of anything other than that. They are struggling, and they need their peers. They need their teachers to be present with them in a tangible way, you know, not just through a remote Zoom call or something like that, or Teams or whatever platform. Kids absolutely need the socialization.
Well, there you go. We've been talking with State Senator Sharon Brown of Kennewick, but of course it's the 8th Legislative District that she represents, so it includes Richland and West Richland in Benton County. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Jason. Have a great afternoon. Take care and be safe out there.
Thanks. You as well. You've been listening to The Jason Rancho. Really do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, I will be on Fox News Monday morning in the 8 o'clock hour with Harris Faulkner. If you want to get the exact time, follow me on Instagram under Jason Rantz, JSONRANTZ. It's a shortened show today. Coming up next, SU basketball.